First off, I want to start by saying I don't really want to share my identity. I want to come on here and talk about a lot of things that I'm going through and struggling through, and that a lot of other people my age are too. Life freaking sucks. And I want this to be a place where people can come and relate to it and understand and, you know, knowing that other people feel the same way you do and understand the things you're going through. It's pretty comforting, actually, as sad as it is. I'm a teenager, and I have social media, and I live in today's society. And let me tell you, it's a one horrible freaking thing. Am I allowed to swear in these? I want to swear in these. Do I have to, like, put a caution? Can my stuff get reported? You know what? Fuck that. I'm just going to talk. I don't know if anybody's ever even going to see this, honestly. Just want a place to express how I feel and elaborate on the things that are going on in today's society, things that are going on with me and obviously the people around me. I won't actually use real names. I'll make up names and that type of thing, and what's happening on the internet, trends, and my opinions on things, and my perspective, and yeah. One of the main things I want to talk about is mental health, though, because I really struggle with my mental health. As of right now, I am seeing 3 therapists. One is a psychiatrist, so like 2 therapists, a psychiatrist. I actually go to a dietitian, and I see my psychiatrist through the dietitian office, because I struggle with BED, which is binge eating disorder, and a lot of people think, like, that's not a real thing, which is absolutely not true, because a lot of people go through it, and it is completely real. Might I just start by saying, I don't know if I should have probably said this first, but I will be speaking on sensitive topics, so if you aren't comfortable with this or disagree, I just suggest you don't even go through with listening if this is going to offend you. Anyway, moving back on to it. If you see somebody who's extremely underweight, like skinny, and maybe they have anorexia or bulimia or just health issues and problems, you are going to feel bad for them, and you're going to be like, you know, it's so sad. And not that anybody wants your empathy and pity, but if that's just kind of how you think of it, if somebody's anorexic, you know, you want them to eat, but it's not like you can just say shove food down your throat. But if you see somebody who's quote unquote fat, overweight, obese, whatever you want to call it, you don't feel bad for them. You tell them to stop eating. You tell them to starve themselves. You don't want people to be unhealthy in any way, and you tell people to literally starve themselves. It is painful to live in a society like this. And I just wanted to give you like a little insight on some of the things, but I will have individual episodes actually explaining different things in the future. This shit is real. I can start by saying that this shit is 100% real. The stuff I'm going to be talking about, and it could vary from what I'm feeling. Do I want to one day maybe talk about health physically and mentally. Maybe the next day I'm going to want to talk about this thing happened on social media and my thoughts and opinions on it. So I guess I just kind of wanted to come on here and have an escape. Hopefully people who see this or view this, or even if they don't, I just have something to look back on for myself. Almost like a project, you know? Especially right now. As of right now, the coronavirus outbreak has been happening for a couple of months. And we are now just about to be in the month of June. And we've been quarantined since March. And today is May 31st. It's a Sunday and it's 2020. So, yeah, I guess I'll be back soon. Yeah.